KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, in high school sports over the weekend, lots of softball tournament action over the weekend. Atlantic was one up and one down in tourney play as Atlantic defeated Webster City 5-4, was beaten by BCLUW 2-0. ADM topped Gilbert 7-1. Cam beat Guthrie Center 7-1. Cam over Underwood 9-6. Earlham defeated Cam 5-3. Exira EHK topping Fremont Mills 10-0. Exira EHK beat Griswold 8-5. Griswold topped Southwest Valley 6-4. It was Southwest Valley over Fremont Mills 6-3. Abraham Lincoln topping Charter Oak Ute 1-0. Abe Lincoln also beat Glenwood 6-0. It was Creston over Keokuk 9-0. PCM topping Creston 6-1. Essex over Nishnabotna 17-9. Missouri Valley beat Stanton 12-2. Missouri Valley a 13-0 winner over East Mills. Mo Valley also beat Shenandoah 9-2. It was Woodbine over Essex 6-0 in girls softball. In boys baseball action from Saturday, Clarinda topping Southwest Valley 16-3. Exira EHK beating Central Decatur 7-2. Kemper Catholic over Denison 8-7. Red Oak beat Clarinda Academy 19-7. Sydney over Riverside 21-11. Trainer beat Central Decatur 9-1. And West Harrison over West Monona by a 12-1 final. A defending national champion Vanderbilt and Virginia will meet for the second straight year in the College World Series Finals beginning tonight at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. The Commodores went 3-0 in bracket play while Virginia was 3-1, securing its spot in the finals with its 5-4 win over Florida on Saturday. Virginia will be trying to win the Atlantic Coast Conference's first national title in baseball since Wake Forest in 1955. The Cavaliers will send Connor Jones to the mound. He's 7-2 with a 3.05 ERA. He'll face Carson Fulmer, who's 13-2 with a 1.95 earned run average in game number one. Jones went six innings and got a no decision in a 5-3 win over Arkansas on June 13th. Fulmer pitched six innings against Cal State Fullerton on June 14th and got a no decision in a 4-3 victory. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Adam Morgan won his Major League debut in surprising style, outpitching Michael Wacha and leading the Philadelphia Phillies past the St. Louis Cardinals 9-2 Sunday. Winless in the minors this year, Morgan allowed one run and six hits over 5 2/3 innings, striking out six and walking two against the team with the best record in the majors. The 25-year-old left-hander had been 0-6 in 13 starts at AAA this season and was 13-28 lifetime in the minors. He was called up before the game to pitch in place of Jerome Williams, who's out with a strained left hamstring. Morgan snapped a 25-game stretch without a win for the Phillies starter, dating back to May 23rd. That's a string the stretch from Memorial Day to Father's Day. Wacha gave up five runs over eight hits over five innings of work in yesterday's game. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Cincinnati beating Miami by a 5-2 final. Washington beat Pittsburgh 9-2. Colorado over Milwaukee 10-4. Arizona beat San Diego 7-2. Atlanta over the New York Mets 1-0. And it was the Dodgers over San Francisco by a 10-2 final. David Ortiz passed two Hall of Famers with his 476th career home run, and the Boston Red Sox banged out 13 extra base hits yesterday in a 13-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. Hanley Ramirez hit his team-best 15th homer, and Mookie Betts also went deep for the Red Sox, who set a season high for runs. Xander Bogaerts had three doubles, and Wade Miley pitched a six scoreless innings. Ortiz homered leading off the fourth inning to move past Stan Musial and Willie Stargell into 28th place on the career home run list. Betts, Brock Holt, and Dustin Pedroia, the first three batters in the lineup, each had three of Boston's 16 hits. They combined to go 9-for-15 with seven runs and six RBIs. Betts, who missed the cycle by a single, is batting 556 with nine extra base hits in a nine-game hitting streak. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, it was Detroit over the Yankees 12-4. Baltimore beat Toronto 13-9. Cleveland shut down Tampa Bay 1-0. The White Sox over Texas in 11 innings 3-2. Oakland beat the Angels 3-2. And it was Houston topping Seattle 6-2. One interleague game yesterday saw the Chicago Cubs beat the Minnesota Twins by an 8-0 final. Well, the end of the U.S. Open resembled the bumpy terrain at Chambers Bay, a three-hole roller coaster that ended with Jordan Spieth coming away with his second major championship in 3 months. He blew a three-stroke lead on 17 before Dustin Johnson's misadventure on 18 allowed the 21-year-old Spieth to become the fourth player since 1960 to win the Masters and the Open in the same year. Spieth closed with a birdie for a 1-under 69 and a 5-under par total, one stroke ahead of Johnston and Louis Oosthuizen. Spieth owned a three-stroke lead following his 25-foot birdie on the par 4 16th, and then he gave it all back with a double bogey on 17 before sinking a birdie putt on the par 5 18th to avoid a one-round playoff. Johnson had the tournament in his grasp as he lined up a 12-foot eagle try on 18. He ran the eagle putt just over 3 feet past the cup, and his short birdie attempt to force a Monday playoff rolled past the lip before Spieth sank his final birdie. He led the tourney before carding bogeys on three of the first four holes of the back nine. Oosthuizen closed with a 67 to cap the best 54-hole performance of the tournament. He opened with a 7-over 77 before playing the final three rounds at 11-under. Brandon Grace fell into a three-way tie for fourth at 3-under par after owning a piece of the lead with three holes left to play. Adam Scott, who also finished 3-under par with a 64, tied the lowest final round in tournament history. Cameron Smith owned a piece of fourth place after his 68 in the final round. And as season ticket sales continue to drop, Iowa officials are getting creative in hopes of filling Kinnick Stadium for the upcoming football season. The Hawkeyes will begin offering fans three-game ticket packages today, and Associate Athletic Director Rick Klatt says fans will be allowed to design their own three-game plan.
They get to pick one game between the season opener and the game against North Texas. Then they get to pick another game between the two night games. We play Pitt in late September. And then we play Minnesota in the annual Battle for Floyd in November. Both of those events will be at night, so they get to pick one of those two. And then the other, they get to pick from Illinois, which is homecoming, Maryland, and Purdue, which is Fan Appreciation Day, for their third game.
As recently as 2011, Iowa sold out Kinnick Stadium for the entire season, but season ticket sales for this season are expected to only reach 30,000. Klatt says if there is a silver lining, it may be the opportunity to get new fans into the stadium.
It does provide fans an opportunity to experience Kinnick Stadium. They may not have ever been there. They may have been there and not come back for a while. So the idea, of course, is to do whatever we possibly can to get them to be back in the stadium, because we believe strongly that, you know, as nice as it is to watch the game on your couch at home, and I know that's a nice thing, there's really nothing like the experience of actually being in the stadium when the Hawkeyes score that game-winning touchdown.
A home schedule with no marquee opponents is a factor in the drop in season ticket sales, as is last year's 7-6 record.
We have to rebuild some momentum, and you rebuild the momentum by winning football games. But you also have, that's the football team's responsibility. So my responsibility is to do whatever I can with my staff, of course, during the spring and summer to put people back in the stadium, get them to experience Kinnick Stadium again.
The cost of the three-game ticket package is $157. Iowa opens up the season at home on September 5th against Illinois State. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.